coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
And then I was born in South Africa, so...
Cool.
Both my bloodlines are thoroughbred Greek. I'm just a Greek African American now.
Oh, gosh.
But I was part of the old South Africa and the new South Africa, and that's huge difference.
Wow. Huge cultural difference.
Huge, huge. She goes, well, we're going to move somewhere else. Where are we going to go?
Right.
I guess St. Friedrichsburg. And
I hear that South African wines are sweet like a lemon.
Sweet.
Sweet like a lemon?
Sweet.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guest is Mickey Paleologos from Mickey's Cafe and Organics.
Mickey's been serving up organic, vegetarian, vegan, and even carnivorous delights in downtown St. Pete for 15 years.
At the top of the show, we'll have Kevin and Abby talking about a great new recipe that's packed with flavor and will cool you down from the summer heat.
We have a great show, so stick around.
St. Pete is all about local, and this year we celebrate a local legend's 25th anniversary. Roland Oates Market and Cafe was founded in July of 94 by Bert Swain and Larry Schwartz. From the beginning, Roland Oates has made a commitment to provide St. Pete customers with the finest quality organic whole foods, nutritional supplements, and body care products at the most reasonable prices possible. And now they have a South Tampa location too. We go there for many items, but they are the only place that we go to buy our raw probiotics and other supplements. They have the best organic whole food selection in town, and on the flip side of that, they also offer a fantastic selection of wines and an unparalleled selection of local craft beer. Roland Oates has a cafe open daily which offers delicious sandwiches, burgers, soups, salads, bowls, wraps, entrees, and fresh-made smoothies, along with a variety of prepared and packaged take-home meals located in the market itself. Do you pride yourself with supporting local businesses? Well, put your money where your mouth is and get on into Roland Oates today.
Roland Oates St. Pete is located at 2842 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street North. And in South Tampa, you'll find them at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. Check them out on the web at rolandoates.com.
That's rolandoates.com.
And I'm glad to say that it is that time of month where we do a new recipe with Abby Allen. So welcome, Abby.
Hello, Kevin.
So we both had some inspiration from Bon Appetit, I have to admit.
As always.
Yeah, so the May issue of the magazine and one of the recent podcast episodes both talked about the Allium family, which I didn't even know. Like, everything in that family I love, but I didn't know it had a family name. Now I know.
It's a special family. It's like my favorite little family.
Yeah. And what does that include?
So leeks and green onions and garlic and green garlic and basically anything along those lines, which
shallots.
Shallots. And those are, you know, all kitchen staples that we all use on a daily basis.
Yeah. And they're kind of, and this is kind of the season for them as well.
Yes, absolutely. Springtime.
So I just said, hey, why don't you see if you can come up with something using stuff from the Allium family?
And that we did. use lots of members from that family, three members, in fact. We have a whole entire bunch of green onions. We have leeks, and we have a handful of garlic cloves, five to be exact. And the recipe is a sambal soba noodle salad with leeks and lots of green onion.
Nice.
And it's delicious.
And did you use the sambal, I don't know exactly how to say it, sambal olek from Haiphong?
Olek, potato, yes. Yes, that's what I used.
Right, so Haiphong Foods, they also make the popular brand of sriracha. And also, I have to do a shout out to Brooklyn Bridges. She's a regular listener to the podcast. And she's actually the one that told me about the sambal olek hot sauce, which I love because it's for people that really like heat. And I'm one of those people.
Absolutely. And not only does it have heat, it just adds a really nice flavor element too.
It
so
does.
You're not just blasted with heat. You know, it's got, it adds a nice little, you know, taste to a lot of recipes without being terribly overpowering.
Right.
Yeah, so in this, I use a tablespoon of that, and I make like a dressing, basically. So, you know, salad. So, it's a cold noodle dish. It's one of those dishes, too, that the longer it sits in the fridge, the more the flavors meld, and the better it becomes.
Nice.
So the dressing, we'll call it, in and of itself is a tablespoon of sambal. There's some miso paste, some grated ginger, soy sauce, lime juice, and olive oil,
nice.
A little bit of salt. Yeah. And then the other components, we have leeks, as I said. So it's like one leek, the white and pale green parts only. Five cloves of garlic, those roast up in the oven. And in the meantime, you boil your soba noodles and then you rinse those under cold water.
So you roasted the leeks?
Go ahead. Yes, I did roast the leeks. Yeah.
Does that bring out some more flavor and make them a little more mellow?
Yeah, and they get like a nice, I roasted them until they got like a nice, you know, little char on them. They began to get a little bit of color. Yeah, so that really adds a nice little element to the dish too.
Does that also pull out some of the sweetness?
Yeah, it does, and especially in the garlic too. As when you roast garlic, it gets like that nice sweet taste. So
yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned on the leeks, because they kind of look a little bit similar to the green onions or scallions, where they have like their dark green on the top and then they get lighter to white at the bottom. But with the leeks, you don't use the green top part.
Right. Yeah, you just stick to, well, I personally, and I think most people, just stick to the white and the pale green part. And then, of course, with, you know, the green onions, it's usually, a lot of the time, it's the opposite. You see people utilizing the green parts more so than the whites. So
right. And then so with the leeks also, they add a little bit of the sweetness. So that I think helps balance out the heat from the sambal.
And then, absolutely.
And then the green onions, the green part is kind of oniony, but it also has a little bit of a fresh grassiness to it.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to make sure, you know, to maintain some kind of a, you know, fresh aspect to the dish. So didn't do anything to the green onions aside from just cut them on a bias and mix them in at the end. So.
Right. On a bias, like on an angle.
Yeah. Like on an angle. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's just because it looks cool that way, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's totally for aesthetics. Absolutely. So yeah, and then in addition to this, you get your dressing, your soba noodles, your green onions, and then throw in some sesame seeds, or if you use the popular everything but the bagel seasoning, that's good too. Toss it all together, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Awesome.
It's
delicious. And the noodles, the soba noodles, soba is actually the Japanese name for buckwheat, and they are typically served cold.
Right. Yes.
Recipe is a great recipe for summertime because it's number one, it's cold. And also the heat in there, I learned a long time ago that a lot of times you'll find in warmer climates and countries, territories that are warmer, they have spicy foods. And the reason is because the spiciness actually cools off your body.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, when it makes you sweat.
Uh huh.
When
oh yeah,
that's your body's cooling system.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And
totally makes sense.
Can we get all of the ingredients at Rollin' Oats?
Absolutely. Actually, I refrain there. Some miso paste. I know they've had it before. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. So I can't promise that it's there, but you can find miso paste in the international section at a lot of grocery stores. Right. So if you can't find it, yes, don't fret.
Right. Rolling Oats is always our first choice, not only because they are actually the sponsor of this recipe segment and the recipe section on the website, but they usually have the highest quality stuff, organic, local.
So yep, we love local.
So thank you, Rolling Oats, for helping us make recipes all the time.
As always.
You will find this recipe on stpetersburgfoodies.com, right in the recipe section, of course. It's right there at the top. Any other advice or methodology we want to make sure to mention?
Well, I mean, this recipe, as with a lot of my recipes, is extremely adaptable. If you wanted to make this into a full-blown meal, you could easily add in some chicken or some ground beef, or I mean any kind of meat that you would add to just kind of bulk it up a little bit.
Yeah, even shrimp would go good in there.
Oh, some shrimp, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Some chilled shrimp for summertime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, awesome. Very adaptable.
Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be right back. Lori will be joining me again, and we will have our guest, Mickey Paleologos from Mickey's Cafe and Organics. We'll be right back. Keep on moving. One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. Engine No. 9. Can you get me back on time? I love soup, and I'm always in search of a great soup. Ramen is just so complex and delicious with layers of complex flavors in its broth. Buya Ramen is one of my favorite places in downtown St. Pete, so much so that I recently included them on my top 5 Asian noodle soups list for their pork belly ramen. Now, Buya's success is not just about the ramen. It's a hip, upbeat environment meant for unwinding and socializing with house-crafted cocktails, a large selection of Japanese whiskey, and izakaya, too. Those are small plates of different types of appetizers that are delicious, as well as the ramen. The ambiance of the place, along with the friendliness of the owners and staff, really adds to the character and charm of Buya. And to add to its coolness, the owners are actually opening up 4 more stores, one in Miami, and 3 in Berlin, of all places. Yes, Berlin, Germany. How cool is that?
Buya Ramen is located at 911 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete and is open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Do ya, Buya?
Please welcome the owner-operator of Mickey's Cafe and Organics, Mickey Paleologos. Welcome, Mickey.
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
I think I got it. Yeah. Actually, it's not that hard because it's like if you make it 2 words and they just put them together, make it paleo and then logos.
It's like the paleo diet with a logo.
There you go.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that your last name appears to be of Greek origin.
Thoroughbred Greek.
But you are from South Africa.
Yep.
Let's talk about South Africa.
Absolutely.
Because I think, I don't know how many people know how much about it.
Yeah, no, they don't. Were you born in Greece, though?
No, my parents were born in Greece, okay. And then they moved to South Africa probably in the mid-60s, mm-hmm. And then I was born in South Africa, so...
Cool.
Both my bloodlines are thoroughbred Greek. Uh-huh. I'm just a Greek-African-American now.
Oh, gosh.
That's funny, man.
That is funny.
So you're from Pretoria.
Pretoria, South Africa,
and
yes.
I know that city, and then I also know Cape Town and Johannesburg.
No, yes.
So Johannesburg's the biggest, right? And it's close to Pretoria.
Yes. Actually, Pretoria is the capital of South Africa,
right.
Where Johannesburg is the... the main airport.
Ah, okay.
I was going to say right. Hub, the main hub.
The main hub, yeah.
And how many languages are there?
11 official languages.
11 official,
yeah.
Right. It's probably a few unofficial, too.
Yeah.
Of right. South Africa or all of Africa?
South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just South Africa, that's it.
I was going to say. Yeah. Wow. And
how many do you speak?
Only four.
Only four. And I thought you were going to say like only two or something.
And do you speak fluent Greek?
Yes,
as well?
That's my home language.
Where in Greece were you from? I'm sorry, I'm asking. I've been to Greece. So.
Big whoop.
Well, my dad was born in just at the bottom of the Parthenon, at the Acropolis.
Right.
And then my mom's side of the family is from the island of Samos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Nice.
Cool. Do you ever go visit there?
All the time.
I love
my cousins are always there.
Oh, okay, so you have a lot of family in Greece.
A lot of family.
Okay. And South Africa, how about you go back to visit there also?
I haven't been in a few years, like maybe four or five. My mom still lives there, my twin brother and my one sister.
Oh, cool. Wow. So, all over the place.
And my other sister just moved to Germany 2 years ago from South Africa.
How many do you have, brothers and sisters?
There's only four of us.
Oh, only? Yeah. Only four languages, only four.
So, do you speak Afrikaans?
Yes.
Yes. And what are the others?
And English, and then Greek, and then one of the black languages, which is Northern Sotho.
Cool. That's pretty awesome. And South Africa is in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's winter there now.
Yes.
But you have pretty temperate weather most of the year, no?
Now it's, they started snowing few years, yeah. So, it never happened before. It used to be almost like St. Pete weather. South Africa was.
Mm. Yeah.
With no humidity.
Right, with no humidity. That's nice.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and there's one area that's desert, right?
Yes.
And then are there mountains?
Oh yeah. Like Cape Town, for instance, probably one of the most beautiful cities in the world because you got your two oceans meeting,
right.
Mountains, wine country, animals.
Yep.
So, I think I know where I want to go next, honey.
Definitely.
How are they faring with COVID-19?
Everybody's still on lockdown right there.
Oh, wow.
I just spoke to my mom this morning, and it's only slowly starting to open up now. But as of tourism, they're not opening up till February of 21.
Wow.
Wow.
No tourism.
Wow. No tourism. Wow.
But that could change overnight, but that's the latest.
It could, but that's what everyone's going to have to do, because otherwise it's just going to keep spreading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Nobody knows. I know.
So you studied at the South African Police College in Pretoria.
That's correct.
Were you a policeman? A
detective.
Detective, oh, wow.
My twin brother still a detective.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
He's been there now 30 years.
Do you have any good stories from that?
Yeah, plenty.
You want to pick one?
There's just too many.
Maybe.
But put it this way, I was part of the old South Africa and the new South Africa, and that's huge difference.
Wow.
Huge cultural difference.
Huge. So,
right. So what year was it when you left South Africa?
96.
Okay. And you came?
To Key West.
Right. Hence the 305 area code on your phone.
That's the one.
So how long were you in Key West for, and what did you do there?
I went there originally for 2 weeks vacation and stayed for 9 years.
Oh, boy.
We hear that about St. Pete from people,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do. So what brought you here?
I just got sick and tired of Key West with my ex-wife. She did not like Key West at all, and she goes, well, we're going to move somewhere else. Where are we going to go?
Right.
I guess St. Friedrichsburg. And, you know, going from party town to what I called old age home.
Right.
Two different cities. But when I came here in 2004.
Oh, that's when we started to really revive. Yeah.
Yes. So, and I've been here ever since.
Right.
Right. So what did you do in Key West?
Many things. One of them was I had my own hot dog stand down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But the majority of the time, I used to be a pedicab driver down there.
Uh-huh, okay.
I rode in a pedicab in Key West.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that.
It was really late at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We won't go into the details.
You were kind of involved in food and restaurants most of your life, right?
Yes.
Right, with your family.
Yes. I started out in, my dad always had a supermarket and food. And then one of my friends in South Africa had a coffee shop. And when I left the police, he said if I want to go and work for him. And I'm like, eh, not really, but I'll come and help you, because he was looking for a manager. And I managed his, it was a 150-seat coffee shop with a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
That's huge.
So, and I had like 25 servers and 25 kitchen staff. So I managed all that, and just a piece of cake for me.
Wow, coffee shops must be a huge business in South Africa.
And
wow.
Especially in like 94. 95, 96, around there, it was only starting to become huge.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, I want to go back. I know we moved on from South Africa to Key West and then St. Pete, but I want to go back. One thing, you mentioned it real quick in passing, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but there are some excellent wines that come from South Africa.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that South African wines are sweet like a lemon.
Sweet. That one, yeah.
Sweet like a lemon?
Sweet, that's my trademark. Sweet like a lemon.
So that's South African slang that kind of means awesome, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I was saying that the wines
got
are
it.
Awesome.
Got it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I was stalking your Facebook timeline. That's part of preparation for the show. And I saw Sweet Like a Lemon kept coming. I'm like,
all the time, yeah.
That's got to mean something.
If you look on the back of my shirt at work, I actually have it printed on Sweet Like a Lemon.
Ah, cool.
I want one of those shirts then.
Give them your size.
Small?
Yeah, so, and I like this too. I was reading about the wines, and they say that red wines are one of the fortes of South Africa.
Yeah. And the Pinotage, especially the Pinotage.
Oh, I love Pinotage.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, it says the Cabernet Sauvignon, and they say that they are robust, silky, smooth, full bodied reds, and that is exactly my kind of red.
Yeah.
I don't like, a mouthful of tannins.
The thing is, even with those wines coming out of South Africa, I mean, the soil is so rich, brown, red soil.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
The whole of Cape Town has got a huge wine country. If you ever make it out there,
mm-hmm.
It's called the Wine Route.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
Check it out.
So how has snowing that's now happening there changing and affecting the crops, I wonder?
I've got no idea because I've never lived through snow in South Africa.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was reading about, they were saying like in the summer it gets to the low 80s and in the winter it goes down to like the low 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, you could start like, wintertime 15, 16 degrees Celsius and at nighttime 1 degree Celsius.
Right.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Huge crazy. Difference.
So then you came to St. Pete in 2004.
Yes.
And that's also when you opened up your first place.
Yes.
That was
Central Cafe and Organics. Yeah.
Right.
And that was in the spot where Del Mar is.
Yes. Yeah. I remember when you opened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there through 2013?
Yes. Run about, I think, 20, I don't even remember. Now my current location, I've been there just over 6 years. So.
Mm-hmm. 2014. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a sweet location now.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah, right in the heart of downtown.
I remember it was an open air at that time.
Yes.
In the first one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Hans did a lot of work on
Del
Mar.
He did.
And he's out from Del Mar now. I think you probably know.
I believe, yes.
Yeah, he's out.
And I think $5 just took over.
Oh, interesting.
The whole, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to.
Because I know I saw what Josh and you were saying, and actually when I drove by the other day, it's $5 tables out there now.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
Okay. So.
I wonder if
we'll find out. For him.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with all the juicy details on Mickey's.
Sweet like a lemon.
Hey, can you say we'll be right back in Afrikaans?
Ons is nou terug.
Have you been to Pacific Counter? It is one of the newest fast casual concepts located on one of the fastest growing blocks in St. Pete, the 600 block of Central Avenue. They offer build-your-own bowls, burritos, or salads, with a variety of the freshest bases, toppings, and sauces to satisfy anyone's craving and put you in charge. There are actually 6,432,189 combinations possible. Overwhelmed by Build Your Own? I know that I sometimes am. Well, you can also choose from their counter creations menu already picked for you. The first couple of times we ate there, that's exactly what I did. Then I decided to get adventurous. For bases, they offer sushi rice, brown rice, noodles, or greens. Sushi rice seems to be the norm. But I'm not a big rice person, so I finally tried the noodles, and to say I fell in love is an understatement. They are actually sweet potato noodles, I found out later. I have no idea how they make them seem like rice noodles. I added fresh tuna and salmon, my choice of toppings and a sauce, which I didn't even need because the bowl was so good without it. I told Kevin I could eat this every day, and I would probably lose weight and love it at the same time. If you haven't checked out Pacific Counter, I would highly recommend it. They are open for lunch and dinner, have a variety of unique alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink options, and they have the beloved Dole Whip. Find your fresh at Pacific Counter.
Pacific Counter is located at 660 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They are open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday. I am so hungry right now. I'm going to go to Noble Crust. What? You've never been? No way. Check this out. They do both food from the South and Italian, and they do an amazing job at both. They have some of the best fried chicken, and the eggplant parmesan is out of this world. The fried green tomatoes are not like anyone else's. They call it the FGBLT, but I think they should call it the OMG, because it has Tabasco honey pork belly and pimento cheese, and it's the first item on the menu, so you can't miss it. Noble Crust also made 6 of St. Pete Foodie's Best Of list: Best Italian, Casual Dining, Best Pizza, Bloody Marys, Meatballs, and Best Salads. If Noble Crust is already one of your favorites, then I have good news. They're expanding their service hours. Starting on February 7th, they'll be open for lunch on Fridays, and they'll start opening on Mondays for dinner starting February 10th. As always, on Saturday and Sunday, there's an awesome brunch starting at 10:30, and the deviled eggs are one of my favorites. The St. Pete location is on 4th Street North and 83rd, and they also have locations in Carrollwood and Wesley Chapel. You can check hours and menus at noble-crust.com. Noble Crust is a must for your next lunch, brunch, or dinner.
We are back! We are back!
We are back with Mickey Paleologos from Mickey's Cafe and Organics in the heart of downtown St. Pete. You used to be with the first place, what we mentioned earlier, was on the 200 block.
Correct.
Where Del Mar is now. And the new place is just a block up on the 300 block on the other side, right next to Lemongrass, or across from the
City Building.
Across from where you pay your parking tickets.
Right. It won't be that much longer, though.
Right. That one's got sold.
That's sold.
Yeah.
So what was your inspiration, or what's the story behind Mickey's Cafe and Organics?
Well, when I came down to St. Pete, there wasn't any vegetarian restaurants because I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Being a Greek boy, it's just like, what are you thinking? But even when I go to Greece and my family says, what do you mean you don't eat no meat?
Mm-hmm. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
Anyway, so I had an opportunity to take over Central Cafe and Organics and just created some of the menu items that I liked, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. added my influence on it. And then, boom, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started out there. And then I'll end up getting a divorce. Can't remember when, but, I just said, right. Enough is enough. I want to take a break. And I sold it to the couple that bought it from me, and they just ran it into the ground within probably a year.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's too bad. Yeah,
That happens a lot.
That happens a lot, yeah.
And then, every time I used to go around, people would say, hey, man, I wish you can come back because I really miss your food and everything. And then the current location, it used to be a jewelry store, Bubbles mm-hmm. and Bubbles.
Right, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Ah, right.
So when I'm walking down the street one day, I saw an empty space in there, and then I acquired and said, yeah, it's available, and started out and been going good ever since.
Yeah.
That's great.
Every time I walk by, it seems like somebody's in there.
Yeah.
Even on off times, you have at least a few people in there. And you guys do, it's all organic, right?
Yes.
Organic. And you have gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, do a lot of wraps, soups, salads, full espresso bar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have meat.
Yes. I do have meat products, right.
Even though it's...
Yes.
Right. We had breakfast there the other day, and you mm-hmm. had an omelet with ham and cheese, and I had a egg sandwich with sausage.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
So and I do have a full juice bar as well.
Ah,
and that's
nice.
All the juices are squeezed to order.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
So
I saw you had wheatgrass shots. I love
and
those.
And ginger shots, too.
I'm going to have to get some more.
We got to go do some wheatgrass and ginger shots.
First time I did wheatgrass was Rockstar Cafe when they opened.
Yeah.
And you really get to really like that. It's
like licking
nice,
the lawn.
Sweet. Yeah. And one of my favorite smells in the world is fresh cut grass. So it's
there
like,
you go.
Yeah, it goes right together.
Yeah. So what are the benefits of wheatgrass and the ginger shots?
The ginger shot is more anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
And maybe then I need that right now.
You will. And I also do turmeric shots as well. And then the wheatgrass is equivalent to 1 ounce of wheatgrass is equivalent like to 2.5 pounds of veggies.
Vegetables, yeah.
So all the nutritional... In a little shot of wheatgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to go to Mickey's more often.
Yeah. I might have to go right after we're done here.
A healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys are open 7 days?
7 days a week.
And for breakfast, of course, you're open yes. 7:30 during the week?
Depends, yeah. What time I roll out of bed.
We had somebody but, else say that too. I don't remember.
You know, it all depends on, like, the city's still closed and the main building that I'm in, they're still not full occupancy. But when things get back to somewhat normal, I'll roll back to 7:30.
Yeah.
But for now, it's 8:15.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Hopefully things will be back to whatever normal is soon.
Right.
Yes.
And how late are you open?
Again, it differs.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Right.
When I'm too tired.
Right. Normally it's 8, right?
Say between 7:30, 8.
Right, right, so. Right. So, yeah, so these days, for our listeners, just make sure you check before
call.
You go.
And I'm not computer savvy at all, so I tried changing the hours on the Facebook and all that, and no luck there. Which that's is, I got to ask my wife, Stephanie, to do all my computer stuff for me all the time.
Right, that's funny.
She gets mad at me sometimes, but oh well.
You've got mail.
Sorry, honey.
And that's actually why you are our first guest back in studio since March 17th.
Yes.
When we had Aaron and Kat Mandor.
Yes. Right. But we are wow, properly feel. Socially distanced, 6 feet
right?
apart.
Right. Mickey wears mask over.
Yes.
Good yes. job. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, the building is still requiring that in our building to wear a mask when you're going through the building. So good work.
Thank you.
So
thank you,
you also,
for having me, though.
Yeah.
The first people.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. And you also have a daily special every day?
Yes.
What are some of those?
I just rolled out a new one. I have a new cook now that actually went to culinary school in Dubai
mm-hmm.
and did
that's cool.
and worked in Dubai. And we just rolled out a new falafel special, which is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve that normally with tabbouleh and hummus and homemade tahini and tomato
nice.
Sauce.
Mediterranean.
Always Mediterranean flair.
Totally.
And then, let's not forget about the famous Cosmiki cookies worldwide.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah, so we went for breakfast, as I said before, the other day, and we don't normally eat sweets much or desserts. And you're like, no, here, you got to have this cookie. And I'm like, okay, we'll take it home. We took it home. Lori goes to her place. I go to my place and sitting there on the counter, I'm like, let me try it. Oh, my God.
He was texting me about it.
I
was like, oh, my God, this cookie is so good. And then he saved half of it and brought it to me that night.
I think I ate like 2/3 of it, and then I stopped myself. Yeah, but then I bring it over to her, and she's like, yeah, I don't know. Why'd you bring me a cookie?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And you were giving away a lot of those to healthcare workers.
And I still do, yes.
Still do.
I've given over 300 already ever since this COVID started, and I'm like, you know, I got to do something, give back to the community. And I do have my Saturday morning market. I'm out there every Saturday at the mm-hmm. Saturday morning doing my cookies. And I'm like,
and
you
that's
know
for
what?
Like drive-by stuff, right?
No, that's before.
Oh, before. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
No,
you're not talking about now. That's the farms that are doing
yes.
that.
Yeah. So I said, well, I got plenty time now, hardly any business. So let me just give back. And I've given to just about every hospital in St. Pete, starting with Bayfront, St. Anthony's a few times, St. Pete General,
mm-hmm.
Northside, the VA.
Right,
I've
right.
donated mm-hmm. to the VA.
Bayfines.
And Morton Plant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a few around in the area.
That's awesome.
That is.
And I'm going to continue doing that until I
who
get
knows
the
when.
Next.
Yeah.
It's sweet like a lemon.
It's sweet always
sweet like a lemon. Yeah, my mom asked today, when can we go to dinner? I'm like, Mom, you're not going anywhere for dinner until this thing goes away. You've got a while to go. We're not meeting you anywhere. I just can't chance it with them being in their
exactly,
late 70s.
Yes.
It's
oh.
like,
before we wrap up, I'm wondering if you have, are there a few more popular items or bestsellers?
Yes. The most popular item right now seems to be the jerk chicken salad or the wrap.
Okay. Mm.
And I make both versions. And the other most popular one is the salad sampler,
mm-hmm.
which is, I mean, I got probably 25 salads on my menu. And then the one that myself and my wife created when we were in Greece a couple of years ago called the Cretan salad, which mm-hmm. is also a very popular salad.
What is that?
The Cretan salad, we have lettuce, tomato, cucumber, dolmades, which is the grape leaves, capers, croutons, and boiled potatoes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
And onion.
Wow.
That sounds right up our alley.
It does. It sounds great.
And all the food I do, I don't fry anything or grill anything, only what we can make by oven and by hand. That's the only method, so it's really healthy.
Wow. Nice. That's nice.
All round.
Do you do a horiatiki?
A horiatiki?
Horiatiki. I even said it wrong.
I can do it, yeah, but I just...
You don't have it on the menu.
No, but I do the just my regular Greek salad because everybody likes lettuce.
Real Greek salad.
But I don't have potato.
Salad does not have lettuce.
Exactly.
People do not know this, but I ate it every day in Greece. So, yeah, I spent a week in Greece. I ate that salad every single...
Yes.
But it wasn't called that there. It was just salad.
The Greek salad.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
We just call it salad.
So, yeah, I spent a week in Greece and a week in Israel. So all the Mediterranean flavors. It was great.
Yummy.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, and even when, every time I go to Greece and you ask the people for a Greek salad and they say, you know, in this country, they put potato salad, they think you're smoking crack, man.
I know, right?
When you ask for a potato salad in a Greek salad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so there's not really...
I never did that.
No. There's not really potato salad or lettuce in a real
Greek salad. That's right.
It's a very simple salad. It's one of my favorites. I make it at home all the time.
But in Greece, they just call it salad.
They do.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of like in Italy, they just call it food.
Right, not Italian food, right? Yeah, when we went to Italy, we were walking through a tourist area.
In Milan,
and we saw there was a sign outside a restaurant that said, good Italian food.
We're like, really?
That'd be like walking around here and the sign says, good American food.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go there. So it's Mickey's Cafe and Organics, and you guys have organic, vegetarian, vegan, and meat stuff, too.
And carnivorous.
Carnivorous, right? And right in the heart of downtown St. Pete, the actual address is 318 Central Avenue, so the 300 block of Central Ave and the 33701. And the website is Mickey's Cafe and Organics, of course, .com. And spelled out A-N-D, Mickey's Cafe and Organics.com. Mickey Paleologos.
Paleologos.
It's always sweet like a lemon, right?
Sweet like a lemon. Thanks so much for being on with us.
Thank you for having me on.
We will be right back.
This is Chris Walker. And you're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast.
Reminding you that we have a great new summer recipe that just went up on the site. It's sambal soba noodle salad with leeks and lots of green onion. And we suggest doing your shopping at Rollin' Oats. Reopening and getting back to business as usual continues to be a roller coaster ride. We were scheduled to shoot video and do a new review of The Avenue right when they found they had some workers that tested positive for COVID-19. And I'm sure you've all heard of this by now. Park and Rec right next door also closed, as did The Galley, for the same reasons. We're hoping they can reopen as soon as possible, and even more importantly, that the people that got sick have a successful and speedy recovery. We are still maintaining our list of what's open along with hours and if they offer dine-in, takeout, delivery, etc. It is linked at the top of the homepage at stpetersburgfoodies.com. Next week on the show, we have Ray, Dr. Barbecue, Lampy from Dr. Barbecue the Restaurant. If you'd like to spam us, or if you're interested in advertising, just send an email to info@stpetersburgfoodies.com.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Mickey Paleologos.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Rollin' Oats,
Noble Crust,
Pacific Counter,
Booyah Ramen,
and Engine Number 9.
Our announcer is Candice Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News. And our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show. And remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat. He don't eat no meat.
No, he doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come. Come. Come.